Now we join together for the prayer of illumination. Come, Holy Spirit, and illuminate us. Come, breath of heaven, and breathe life into us. Come, flame of love, and stir us. Come, dove of peace, and unite us. Come, giver of all gifts, and fill us. Amen. Our scripture reading today is Luke 19, 28 through 40. And when he had said this, he went on ahead, going to Jerusalem. When he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of his disciples, saying, Go into the village opposite, where on entering you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, Why are you untying it? You shall say this, The Lord has need of it. So those who were sent away and found it, as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owners came to them and said, Why are you untying the colt? And they said, The Lord has need of it. And they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their garments on the colt, they set Jesus upon it. And as he rode along, they spread their garments on the road. As he was now drawing near at the descent of the Mountain of Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees in the multitude said to him, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. And he answered, I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out. The word of the Lord for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated. I had to laugh at our opening prayer. What you don't realize is that I haven't been able to type, so I've had to dictate all of the liturgy for today and Good Friday and Easter, and I just laugh. Victorious became victorious. So thank you all for bearing with me in this time. I'm going to ask you to be stretched a little more this morning, and I'm going to ask you to learn something. I'm going to do a little call and response. How many of you are familiar with the song, Ride on King Jesus? Anyone? Ride on King Jesus, no one can hinder thee. Ride on King Jesus, no one can hinder thee. So I want you to learn will you sing it with me? Ride on King Jesus. Ride on King Jesus, no one can hinder thee. Let's do it again. Ride on King Jesus, no one can hinder thee. This is one of my favorite Palm Sunday tunes. And a song goes like this. King Jesus rides to Jerusalem. No one can hinder thee. Hosanna to King David's son. No one can hinder thee. He rides upon a donkey small. No one can hinder thee. The King of Peace, the Lord of all. No one can hinder thee. And we sing it. Ride on, King Jesus. No one can hinder thee. Ride on, King Jesus. No one can hinder thee. The children sing and they dance and they shout. No one can hinder thee. If they won't praise, the rocks cry out. No one can hinder thee. King Jesus done just what he said. No one can hinder thee. He healed the sick and he raised the dead. no one can hinder thee. And we sing it together. Ride on, King Jesus, no one can hinder thee. Ride on, King Jesus, no one can hinder thee. Now that is a song that you're going to remember today, right? I want to read from you also from the prophet Zechariah. This is Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, and it goes like this. This Zechariah is an Old Testament prophet, and he's speaking to Jerusalem and to Israel. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut the chariot off the chariot from Ephraim, the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth. Ride on, King Jesus. No one shall hinder thee. So we come to Palm Sunday this morning, entering to Jerusalem. Hosanna, Hosanna, our King has come. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. But our King Jesus is not and never has been what people were and still are expecting. You see, in Jesus' time, people were expecting a Messiah. They were expecting a military king, someone who could come and liberate them from the Roman rule and oppression that suffocated them. They were expecting a magnificent war hero, a rebel, an activist, and in our time, Jesus doesn't come as a war hero or a rabble-rouser or the sort of activist I would at least expect. Jesus comes to us not to exact some sort of military revenge, not to bring forth some sort of huge rebellion and revolution. Jesus comes to save and to serve and to heal. Jesus comes with humility and rides on a donkey, symbolizing his meekness and his commandment of peace. Peace that surpasses all human understanding. Now, his entry into Jerusalem, you see, is intentional and deliberate. It is not on the war horse that he comes, but he comes on the colt of a donkey, understanding that the people that he's speaking to will know this prophet Zechariah. They will know that he is coming to end the war, coming to bring peace, coming so that God's kingdom will go from sea to sea, from rivers to the ends of the earth. It is truly a triumphant entry. Walking for days to Jerusalem to prepare for the Passover at the temple, Jesus wants a colt to stand in contrast. Because you know who else was coming to town for Passover? Pilate. You know who else is going to come on a war horse? With regiments and battalions of soldiers walking in front of them with a grand entrance? The Roman government. Because you never know what these people are going to do, these Jewish people are going to do at Passover. They're coming to make sure that they keep the peace. The crowd is stirred with excitement and energy. Every Everyone can probably feel that something is about to happen. So Jesus declares in no uncertain terms that he is king. He proclaims his dominion on the earth. He proclaims his kingdom of peace and salvation and healing by riding a small and simple donkey. I would imagine that it was electric that day in Jerusalem. And in our Christian tradition, this day of celebration stands in deep contrast to the looming tragedy that is just ahead of us. You see, Jesus' triumphal entry on this donkey, his proclaiming that he was the king, would not only seal his death with his own people, but with the Roman government, because no one could be king but Caesar. You see, his triumphant entry was the catalyst that stirred the anger and aroused the jealousy of the Pharisees and all of the religious establishment. His triumphal entry on a colt and on a donkey colt, it poked and prodded at the Roman government to say, who really is king here? Because it really is King Jesus. Ride on. Jesus' leadership is not one that the world gives, but one from God. It is one of compassionate and courage. Hosanna literally means to save us. Save us, save us, save us. We don't really know in this country what it's like to live under occupation or oppression. But we do know what it's like to need healing, to be broken, to be bound up in shame and guilt and fear. Save us. Save us. See, Jesus calls unto him and embraces unto him the least, the last, the lost, and the forgotten. Jesus opens his arms to those of us who feel like there is nothing, nothing that can bring us back from the brink of destruction, that we have gone too far, that our bodies, our souls, and our minds are too broken, our spirits are too shattered, and our dreams have dissipated. Jesus comes in the form of a Messiah to save us, to offer us healing and hope and transformation. It is not a rebellion in the form of a military rebellion. It is not a revolution in the form of some earth-shattering, ground-shaking, we are going to protest revolution. It is a revolution of transforming your mind and your body and your soul and your spirit. It is shalom, total wholeness that Jesus brings. Peace. Far we think we are away from God, Jesus is always there, riding in a donkey, proclaiming his kingship over our lives, always offering us a chance for hope and healing and redemption and new life. I fully believe that Jesus knew exactly what he was doing when he told those people to go get a colt. I fully believe that Jesus knew the risks and the consequences that lay ahead of him, that he knew the boundaries that he was pushing, the comfort zones that he was ripping open, and the social norms that he was disregarding. That is what is revolutionary about our Savior. And the crowd that praises his name today will quickly turn in a few short days. Their hosannas will become crucify. And what an honest portrayal of how quickly, as human beings, our mood and our opinions and our expectations change. Of just how fickle we really are. This next week will be our toughest week as followers of Jesus Christ. We are called to surrender our expectations of who Christ is, of who we want him to be, of how we want him to be, and of who we are. Called to take up our cross and follow our Savior down the road that ultimately leads to the cross and an empty tomb. Called to die to ourselves so that we can be raised to new life. New, abundant life. Called to transformation. We will watch and follow Christ this week in our readings as he heads to the upper room, as he washes the feet of even the one who would betray him, as he has the Last Supper, as he has Holy Communion, what we call Holy Communion, with even the one that would betray him. As he is led to the garden, as he is arrested, as he is broken, bloodied, and murdered. And as he is laid in that empty tomb, that tomb that on the third day, where we will find no body, only women who come back to tell us from the garden, he is risen. Christ our Lord leads us into compassion and courage. He leads us into risk and mystery that will definitely call us out of our comfort zones, that will reject our social norms, and that will ask us to get our hands dirty and our brow beaded with sweat. But we have the choice, you see. The choice that Christ calls us into, the choice of loving and embracing and offering hope and healing and redemption. The choice of gathering the least and the last and the lost and the forgotten within our arms. The choice of acknowledging our own brokenness and the choice of accepting the healing love of Jesus Christ. Our choices say something very significant about who we are and about who we think God is. Is this man that rides on a donkey into Jerusalem our king? Is he our Messiah? Have we been so moved by our relationship with God and by the healing and transformation that has happened in our lives that we are going to step out in faith and risk? Step out in courage and strength to offer it to others. To authentically be perfectly imperfect followers of Jesus. To acknowledge all of our growth edges and celebrate all of our healings. You see, I believe that it is in Jesus Christ that we find our hope for the resurrection, that we find our hope for new lives full of wondrous and immeasurable love, that we find our best and truest selves. And friends, our King is coming. He is riding towards us right now. Will we meet our eyes with His? Will we take our jackets off and wave palm branches and affirming our allegiance and submission to the one that is our King? Will we receive the grace and the healing and the transformation and the love that He has to offer us? Will we take up our cross and join Him on that road, or will we look away? Will we demand an Easter without a cross, a world without a Savior, and a Christian life without risk or mystery or transformation? And God's amazing and extravagant love, unconditional love. The choice is ours to make. Ride on, King Jesus, no one can hinder thee. Ride on, King Jesus, no one can hinder thee. The light of God shines on His face, no one can hinder thee. He offers all His pardoning grace, no one can hinder thee. Come join the throng, your voices raise, no one can hinder thee. The King of love deserves your praise, no one can hinder thee. Ride on, King Jesus, no one can hinder thee. Ride on, King Jesus, no one can hinder thee. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.